And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it. It's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency, an all-time Husker. And going into year 9 with the NFL, a great season with Vegas. Amir Abdullah back with us at Amir Guapo on Twitter. Amir, what's going on, man? Time flies from signing day to now it's 8 years going into year 9 in the league. How you been?
Man, I've been wonderful for starters, man. But just hearing you say that back, it's really surreal, honestly. It's gone by so fast, and I feel like I was just on campus at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And I can't believe I'm heading into year 9 now, so it's definitely a special feeling.
Man, I feel you blank, and I remember talking to you on signing day. You were doing a TV interview, and then you gave us like 5 minutes for the radio show, bless your heart. And it was awesome, and to see it shake out. So what is the here and now for you? What are you doing? Playoffs, Super Bowl around the corner. How are you unwinding, or are you gearing back up?
Typically, I take a little time to unwind. You know, the NFL season is very, very long, and this has only gotten longer since we made that amendment to the CBA a couple of years ago to add a game. But usually I take a week or two to unwind. I actually just got back from Hawaii. So woe is me, tough life. Just got back from Hawaii. I'm actually currently in L.A. visiting some family. Have some business here as well. So taking care of a little business while also trying to mix in a little pleasure is typically how my month goes if the team I'm on doesn't make the playoffs, which unfortunately we didn't this season. So on the bright side, it gives me time to, you know, visit family, people I don't get to see as regularly as I would like to. And then training starts pretty much next week for me. So just getting back on the horse, getting back to the fundamentals. Always been big on that. And let's get back on this ride.
Amir Abdullah is with us, Hail Varsity Radio. So what'd you do in Hawaii, or did you just find the beach?
Well, I actually went to the Big Island. It was my first time going to the Big Island. I chose there just because it was probably the least amount of like building and just like society that you can find on any of the islands of Hawaii. I usually take one solo trip a year, so this was my solo trip. Really wanted to visit some of the sacred valleys that they have there. Over my time in the NFL, I've really become really a lover of nature, you know, just getting out and separating myself from too much stimulation, whether that's people, whether that's the internet, whatever that may be. I try to take one trip a year just to decompress. And I really wanted to get down to some of the sacred valleys and waterfalls that they have on the Big Island. And then just the different assortment of beaches. I don't know if you guys know, but they have a green sand beach, they have a blue sand beach, they have a black sand beach, and they also have a normal, you know, colored sand beach and on the Big Island. And that's because of the, you know, the terrain that surrounds the water in that area, why the sand forms those different colors. And it's just really interesting. You know, it gives you a time to sit back and just become more present about life, being around nature, things that are just moving at a natural course, as opposed to just all these man-made schedules that we put on ourselves that can kind of be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So just getting the time to do that definitely helps you, you know, take on those man-made constructs as you get back to regular schedule programming.
Man, anytime, tour guide, right? Give me the Amir Abdullah tour.
I'm your guy. I need to start a blog. I actually need to start a blog. My I would say my history of travel is getting pretty extensive now. So I'm pretty sure I've been to a lot of places that people also want to go. So like you said, add Amir Guapo on Twitter. Let me know if I should start a blog, guys. Let me know.
That'd be good. I you know, international for me has been Mexico, and I got to Ireland this year. That was interesting.
Oh,
that was interesting to cover with Nebraska opening up across the mm-hmm. pond and do radio from pubs. Was awesome, but the game for Nebraska fans was not. Let's go there, Amir. We'll get into year 9 in a moment, but you've got a pretty unique perspective because you've had a chance to play for Coach Rhule. Tell Nebraska fans about him, man.
Man, actually, for starters, me and my father, we were talking about you know, just Nebraska in general, how special that place is to me. And I try to get back once a year. And last year was actually my first year that I didn't get to get back to Nebraska in any capacity. It was a lot of, you know, moving and traveling for me, moving from Minnesota to the Panthers to, you know, signing with the Raiders that following offseason. And I'll definitely say this. Matt Rhule definitely was the most personable coach I've ever had in the NFL. And he was the coach that I had for the shortest extent in the NFL. I only played, I think, 7 or 8 games with Matt Rhule joining him this season. But he was the first coach to ever invite me to his house. And it was such a shocker to me because, you know, I was in year 8 and I had kind of compartmentalized, you know, this is work, this is business. It's still football when I'm around my teammates, but when it comes to administration or coaches, kind of got to, you know, tighten up your tie a little bit and stand a little straighter. But he's a guy who actually wants you to loosen that tie a little bit. He wants you to really get to know him. He really wants to know you and your family. He still checks on me to this day and was checking up on me before he actually even signed to be the next head coach in Nebraska. And it just speaks volumes to, you know, the type of character I feel like he's going to bring. But on the same time, he's a guy who really, really understands the game of football. He understands offensive schemes wonderfully, which I think Nebraska over the last couple of years, I think that's where they struggled the most, you know, up front a little bit and then probably a little bit on the defensive line. But I could say just consistency on offense has been a big telling point for Nebraska over the last couple of years. So I'm excited to see exactly what kind of offense they're going to bring, you know, coming in this year and what to expect. I will be at the spring game, though. So I'm looking forward to seeing the new regime under Matt Rhule.
Amir Abdullah is with us here, Hail Varsity Radio. You will or won't be at the spring game. I missed that. Sorry.
As I will. Sorry.
Oh, good,
as
good. Well, good, man. That'll be good. And so were you just blown away? Because you're right. The NFL is so cold. It's business. And he invited you in. So what was that experience like? Was it just dinner? Did you guys just order a pizza? What was the deal?
So what he did every Thursday of every week of the season, he would invite someone on the one of the position groups to his house. Position groups, and I think he also extended this to the strength and conditioning staff as well after he ran out of position groups. And I was able to go twice because just my unique role there with the Panthers. I was kind of like a receiver, but also, you know, I'm a running back at heart. So I got to go with the receivers, and he had a chef come in, and they cooked us, you know, barbecue. We were watching the Thursday night game. He showed us his wine collection. Got to meet his kids, got to meet his wife and other close people to him. And he just welcomed us into his beautiful home in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we just really broke bread. You know, I really felt like he had taken the cloak of being a coach off. And he was just one of the guys kicking it with us in the locker room. You know, he's an East Coast guy, so he kind of has a certain swag to him that's very confident and very laid back and very loose. And it really felt like I was hanging out with an uncle or something like that. It was a really, really special experience. And I was able to do it twice, you know, later, a couple weeks later with the running back group. Which it was nothing short of just like amazing, you know, to see a coach be able to put his guard down like that, to see a coach who has found success pretty much at every level that he's been at, to be able to bring himself down to talk to rookies, you know, and talk to practice squad guys. And then you got guys like me and then guys like Christian who had, you know, been in the league for a long time. And he was talking to us all in the same plane. And I really respected that because not saying my previous coaches wouldn't have done that, but they had it. You know, I had never experienced it before, so it definitely left a mark on me. So when right before he took the job at Nebraska, you know, he texted me and he was asking me a lot of questions about Nebraska. So I started to, you know, get my insider news going in my group chats with everyone I have, like Will Compton, Josh Mitchell, Quincy Enunwa. We are all still in group chats. So I felt special breaking the news a little bit early, telling them, like, yo, I think Matt Rhule's going to get the job. And, you know, I think it'd be good for Nebraska just because I feel like the leadership role obviously has been, you know, the most important thing at the University of Nebraska. Who's the head man? You know, what is his energy? Is he fiery like Bo? Is he kind of laid back and quiet like Matt, Coach Riley? Or is he kind of between, like, you know, Coach Ross most recently? And I feel like Matt Rhule is definitely going to bring a mixture of all those things that I just alluded to, but in his own creative and flair. You know, he's a guy who's very confident. He's a guy who knows ball. He's a guy who really cares about people. And I think that's going to help kids really get comfortable and buy into Nebraska because, you know, with the new NIL stuff and all the new transfer rules, I feel like a lot of kids kind of have one foot in and one foot out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not here to say they're wrong about that. You know, that's just a different experience than I had. That wasn't something that I had the luxury of doing, you know, to have one foot in, one foot out. Once you commit it, you kind of are there, you know. And today you don't really have that, I would say, that reality, you know, necessarily. And I think having a guy who can make you feel like you're at home as a player here at Nebraska is going to be really important just to, you know, keep your team together and just to be able to build. Because, you know, it's hard to build when you got guys leaving every other day, every year. And I think it's probably the biggest challenge he has ahead of him. And I don't think it's any guy that at least I've played for that would be better off leading a team in this type of new generation of football that we're seeing in college football right now.
Good stuff with Amir Abdullah. A few more minutes with Amir, an extended sit down with the Husker great and member of the Vegas Raiders. We'll talk NFL with Amir, more on his time with Amir Abdullah and Matt Rhule. And great perspective there. Not only the ability to go to Coach Rhule's house, that surprised Amir quite a bit, just because the NFL's corporate and cold, and you could be signed one day and cleaning out your locker the next. It's 53 men and practice squad. But just Amir's insight on the leader that Nebraska will need at the front of the program, and he's, you know, he's buying stock and he'd know firsthand. So that was pretty impressive.
How about Amir also making his foray into becoming a Husker football insider, getting the scoop first?
Hey, Amir, what do you think about Nebraska? I have a chance to coach there. Coach, head that way, please. Hey, Will. Hey, Josh. Hey, Quincy. Guess what? ...
It wasn't, hey, Chris Schmidt, guess what, unfortunately.
Maybe not. Maybe it was, but maybe it wasn't. More with Amir Abdullah. Hail Varsity continues on. I want to remind you about getting buckled up. One of every three fatal crashes in Nebraska. Alcohol, impaired driver is involved with. So why take chances? If you drink, don't drive. A message from the Nebraska Department of Highway Safety Office. More on Coach Rhule with Amir Abdullah next on Hail Varsity.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Amir Abdullah is with us. Couple minutes, Hail Varsity Radio. It's great to get caught up with one of the all-time greats for Nebraska. You mentioned Rhule's connection with the players. And Amir, it sounds like he just is great at knowing what he needs to do to win, but also how Nebraska can go about doing so in the league. There's a humbleness, but there's also, like, the guy can motivate. And that's the biggest thing to me, is guys want to go kill it for him. And that could be different for Nebraska in a good way.
The best thing about Matt Rhule is he understands situational football. And, I mean, if you look at Nebraska over the last couple of years, we had some games that probably could have changed the momentum of our season. Mm-hmm. One game I think of specifically is really the game you alluded to in Ireland last year. You know, so a couple of situational calls were made at that point and kind of changed the momentum of the game. And the first thing that I remember when I got to the Carolina Panthers playing with Matt Rhule was our team meetings were extremely long. Like, way longer than what you typically would get from, you know, any other team that I've been on before. And then I would also say the Raiders team meetings were longer. That's just because Matt Rhule and Josh McDaniels are really big on situational football, understanding what's going on in the game, what we may potentially call given the down and distance, the time on the clock, understanding the difference between the 2 minute before the half and the 2 minute before at the end of the game. And just understanding the different 4-point plays that you may find yourself in the red zone, defensively and offensively. And once you start to play with that kind of awareness, you can play faster. You can see things happening before they happen. And Matt Rhule really takes his time to educate the players on those different situations that I kind of mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really going to be big for a lot of college players, because it's not just playing ball when you get, you know, to the next level and then the highest level in the NFL. It's about becoming a pro and a scientist almost in situational ball, because it can't just be the quarterback who understands it. And I'm sure he's going to start there, you know, educating the quarterbacks that we have in our room at Nebraska on the different situations to lead the team. But if you got, you know, a couple old linemen also echoing the different situations in the huddle, or you got your safety echoing the, you know, situation in the defensive huddle, that'll take your team a long way. You know, it makes the game more interesting. And I think that's the level of IQ that he can bring to the Nebraska squad that I remember talking to a lot of guys who I played in the league with who went to Bama, and they had that experience with Nick Saban, mm-hmm. right? You know, he's a guy who had experience in the NFL. He's a guy who had tremendous success in the college ranks. And, you know, that was the difference. You know, like, Bo would definitely talk a lot of situational football with the defense, but, you know, offense wasn't necessarily his forte. So, you know, we didn't necessarily have that, you know, on our side, but Coach Rhule having that experience both defensively and offensively, and really, you know, taking the time to break the game down to situational segments, makes the game mean more and makes you play with a different intentionality as the game progresses. And I think that will help players play smartly. You know, like, if it's before the half and you have the ball, you're about to go score and there's 2 minutes left, you don't want to get out of bounds right away. You know, you want to run that clock. You want to make sure when you cross that 50, you get in the green zone and the red zone, that you're going to be the last one with the possession. You don't want to be running out of bounds, stopping the clock and things of that sort. And those are things that can help you in the second half, where if you can steal that extra possession from them, then it may keep you in a place of you know, advantage throughout the game. And those are the important details that can win that game against Northwestern, or can edge out of Wisconsin and put you in a better situation to win a Big Ten West.
Amir Abdul is with us. You nailed it with the details being a different animal, NFL and Big Ten for sure. Amir, we started off the conversation talking year nine. What is the horizon? Is it Vegas for year two? Is it somewhere else? Do you know yet?
I'm not 100% sure yet. You know, I've been in discussions with my agent about a few teams, actually. I love Vegas. You know, I would love to be back in Vegas. I believe in what we have there, what we can build there. Obviously, last year did not necessarily work out the way we feel like. But just speaking personally, I know the talent we have on that team is tremendous. We have a lot of guys who can, you know, be playmakers, a lot of guys who can really just be a force, you know, to reckon with offensively and defensively. And I know how the NFL is. You know, 1 year may look sour, and next year may be the sweetest year of your life. So it'll be interesting to see how things kind of shape up in Vegas. I would love to be back there, but, you know, I definitely want to continue to be in a place that gives me the opportunity to be the playmaker that I am, which, you know, I think the Vegas Raiders kind of gave me that opportunity last year. I'm looking just to build on that more.
You're versatile. You're experienced. You're a good locker room guy. You catch the football, can still run it, you return it, so there's a ton of value. You feeling good? I mean, do you feel like you got a lot more, many more years in you, is the question.
I do, man. It's actually funny. I was talking to my agent the other day, and he's like, how old are you again? 27? I was like, dude, I'm actually 29. He was like, 29? I was like, yeah, man. I got a blood test recently, and they said biologically I'm 23 years old. Can you believe that? 23 years old. And I'll go back to how I started off the conversation earlier. Just resetting your spirit, man. If you keep a young spirit, you keep a young mind, I promise your body will follow suit. And I have to give credit to that. You know, obviously my diet and my training as well. I've, you know, over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, I've really focused on that and made sure I'm doing things that are helping me build my longevity as opposed to taking that away. But I believe it's the young spirit, man. I like to have a lot of fun. I like to do things that are kind of like kid, you know, spirited. And I think that's what it is. So honestly, I think I could play another 5 more years. You know, I'm going into year 9 if I want to. You know, I can play another 5 years. And if, you know, the good Lord has that in my future and this path for me, then I definitely feel I can play as long as I want to. And that's always my goal, you know, stop playing whenever I'm not having fun with it anymore. And that has not hit me yet. So I am I'm still on this journey.
Well, 23-year-old blood, I am not going to get a blood test. I don't want to know how old.
They say you can sell it on the black market. That's actually my next move.
Well,
get some blood draws.
You're
selling on the black market.
Man, that's the way to do it. And then the broadcast booth likely for you somewhere, man. That'd be awesome. Amir Abdullah with us. Find him on Twitter at Amir Guapo. And much success to you, Amir. We'll bump into you hopefully for the spring game, bud. But thanks for the time, and always great to chat with you.
Thank you, Chris.